Hello. Good evening. My name is Alexander. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Am I speaking today to Mary Smith?
No, she doesn't live at this address anymore.
I understand. Would you like to continue with the poll?
How long does it take?
Less than 5, 7 minutes the most. This is in a specific, like I mentioned, about issues in Texas and the upcoming elections.
All right.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in this address in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Probably Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between the Congressman Colin Allred and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like the state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or would you wait until November for the general elections?
Probably.
Wait until November? Or
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
probably that.
Okay, appreciate it. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people, if you don't
Okay,
mind.
favorable. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Chivo Pastrano, do you
Who?
think that Chivo Pastrano?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
So what are my choices? Very favorable, somewhat middle, somewhat
And
not, and then.
unfavorable.
Okay, so there's like five. Are there five categories?
Yes.
Okay. Favorable, the like number four.
Thank you. What about Erin Schwiner?
How do you spell that?
Z as in zebra, W as in whiskey, E as in echo,
Oh,
E
it's
as in echo.
Weiner. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. What about Ruben Basira?
How do you spell that? Is
Yes.
that I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. What about Beto O'Rourke? Let me spell that for you. O as in Oscar, R as in Richard, O as in Oscar, U as in umbrella, R as in Richard, K as in kilo, E as in echo.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. What about Greg Kosar?
Neutral, the middle,
Neutral.
whatever's the middle.
Thank you. What about Debbie Gonzalez?
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. And the last one is Roland Gutierrez.
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. Right now we're going through the 30% of the completion of the poll. If you don't
Okay,
mind to
thank
continue
you.
with me, I appreciate it. In a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Who was
Which
the
one?
first one?
It was Colin Allred, and the second one was Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Schwiner or Chivo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Aaron Zwainer.
Thank you. Here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House. For Chivo Pastrano, he's a lifelong resident of Hays County, who grew up on the River Road in San Marcos as the son of a farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from the Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and he is now a successful defense attorney. Chivo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities actually will be to increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to get or to end the gridlock on the IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. For Erin, it is her third term as the State House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means that she is really effective on both stopping extreme Republicans' bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, a conservationist by training. Erin's works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle the climate changes in Texas. Based on this information that I just provided with you, which candidate in March 2024 for the Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote if you have to choose today? For Erin Streeter?
Yeah, I would vote for her because she has a better chance of winning, probably.
Thank you.
And she's okay.
I appreciate your answer. So far, we're going through the 40% of the poll. If you don't mind sitting with me, I appreciate it a lot. Mm-hmm. Next, please rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you, in deciding who would you support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale, which number 5 means the most important and 1 meaning no important at all.
All right.
Okay. So vouchers, stopping the Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send
five.
Their kids. 5. Thank you. Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes.
5.
5. Voting rights and protecting the democracy.
4.
4. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
3.
Strengthen Texas electricity grid to avoid blackouts.
4.
Fight against the Texans' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant.
5.
Without, okay.
Sorry for interrupting, but I already know what the answers are going to be when you get partway through.
Okay. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Jim, the time that you've been with me. Climate change and protecting the environment.
4.
4. Thank you. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One that is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore the woman's rights, you know, and the doctor's freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one who is pro-life religious beliefs and leads them to support some of the Texans' restriction on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or you refuse to answer that?
The first one.
Thank you. Now, we're going over the 50% of the completion, almost the 60%. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like 2 or 3 minutes more. Next, mm-hmm. here are a few statements that you might hear about that are really critical of a candidate's record of actions, of a candidate for the Texans State House. If each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate.
Okay.
Probably vote against the candidate or you will not make any difference to you.
Okay.
So, okay. The first one, it says, while the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended to a college elsewhere. So they don't have
difference.
Any strong. Okay. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in the court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would this make a vote against, probably vote against, or would make no difference to you?
That's a tough one because I'm a lawyer and I think everyone's entitled to a defense. I'm going to probably say no difference.
No difference, thank you. Again, there is another option in which you don't know or you prefer to not answer that one as it is available.
Okay, I'll go with I don't know.
Okay. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. This makes
That would be probably.
Probably, thank you. The candidate, working as an attorney, tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free in a technical event, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Would this be something that would be both against or probably or would make
the difference? Because the candidate tried to do what? What was the first part?
Yes, the candidate was accused of sexual molestation.
Oh, the candidate himself?
Yes. Actually, his brother. His brother, who was a sheriff deputy, he was accused of sexual molestation.
Oh,
and
no,
he was
that's not going to make a difference because that's not the candidate.
Thank you. The candidate failed to gain the endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hayes County.
Won't make a difference.
Thank you. Lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative, Erin Sweener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay.
So let me read these statements for you. We're about to finish. Erin Sweener is a leader in the legislature to protect the LGBTQ rights.
Very positive.
Very positive. Thank you. As the only member of the Texans House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clear air and water, and conserving open spaces.
Very positive.
Representative Sweener successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers.
Very positive.
Very positive. After listening to grieving local parents who lost their children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to found education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Erin Sweener has been on the front of lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the bounty. Thank you. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery
of three-time what?
A three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery.
Okay. And I guess that would be the second one. It's not a big deal, but it's good.
Somewhat positive. Thank you.
Yeah.
Erin Sweener has a record of delivering for Hayes County. Including increased funding for Texas State universities and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Giving local what?
Giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Oh. The somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote if you have to choose today? Erin or Chivo Pastrano as well?
I would still vote for her.
Thank you. Now, just a quick question for classification purposes, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39 years old, 40 to 54, or 55 to 64?
55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of being Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
No.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
What are my choices? It's probably the highest.
Okay. The highest will be graduate degree. The previous one is college?
Graduate.
Thank you. How long have you been living? How long have you lived in Hayes County? in about 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more?
11 to 20.
Thank you. Okay. This concludes our survey today. I really appreciate your participation. So I thank you so much for your time today, okay?
Yeah, and just when you're telling, the word's favorable, so just when you're pronouncing it. And good luck with getting more people to answer your questions.
Really appreciate your help today.
All right, really thank you. It. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.